This is Viewpoints with Kirby Anderson.
Sometimes the verse in Jeremiah 29:11 has been misapplied since it originally was directed at the Jews in the Old Testament. It says, "For I know the plans I have for you, declares the Lord, plans to prosper you and not to harm you, plans to give you hope and a future." A number of years ago, Chuck Bantley with Crown Financial Ministries illustrated that if you look at the previous verses, we find a blueprint for four steps to end poverty. Step one can be found in verse 5 that admonishes the Jews to build a house and settle down and to plant a garden and eat from your own garden. Chuck says that this teaches that we are to take responsibility for our own welfare. Step 2 in verse 6 says that we are to marry and have sons and daughters, and that we are to increase, not decrease. We should have a growing family. What a contrast this is to the falling birth rates in the richest countries of the world. Step 3 is found in verse 7 that says, "Seek the peace and prosperity into the city." Prosperity is dependent upon the peace in our local community. Chuck says that we are to build enterprises that will assist others in the achievement of their goals and objectives. And step 4 talks about the danger of false views and false theology. It can be found in verses 8 and 9 that warn, "Do not let the prophets and diviners among you deceive you." The problem with some attempts to alleviate poverty is that they fail to acknowledge the spiritual condition of the people. What we believe about God impacts our view of marriage, finance, children, education, government, and religion. Reducing and even ending poverty in our communities in the world will only be successful if we follow God's plan. Chuck Bantley provides a clear outline from God's Word of what we can do to end poverty. I'm Kirby Anderson, and that's my point of view.
Go deeper on topics like you hear on Viewpoints by visiting pointofview.net. pointofview.net.